Arts Center for the 2017
All right, good morning, Northwood Middle School 6th Grade Orchestra. My name is Andrew Cole. I'm a band director here in Marietta, Georgia. And I'll be listening to your performance today, giving you comments and a rating on that performance. I wish you the best of luck.
I welcome the 6th Grade Orchestra under the direction of Patrick Merch.
Good morning, Northwood Middle School. My name is Ben Merch.
Welcome, Mr. Merch.
Give me some comments today. I wish you the best of luck. Thank you for taking the time to do this. Exactly what we need to say. This says a lot.
All right, I like the eagerness of the students. They all look poised and ready, ready to go. All right.
Concentration.
All right, watch that D flat. Sorry, not D flat. E flat, excuse me. I was looking at the wrong stave there. Yeah, make sure that finger placement's right in the right spot. But a nice, we got a little crescendo there. Could use even more. Use more bow to get to the forte. And by the way, that forte is leading to the first note of 10. Sometimes we'll do crescendo and we stop it at where the opening of the cymbal is, and it actually is going to measure 10. Yeah, that B flat's a little high there in the first violin. Be careful. Yeah, I really need to hear those eighth notes a little bit more in 24. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and... Really good in the low strings, good pizzicato, and very steady tempo. I bet you've worked with a metronome some. Can't imagine that you haven't if it stays this steady. Yeah, let's make sure number one that the sound on that dotted half note goes all the way to the rest, and let's make sure that then 43 starts definitely on beat one, not a little bit early. We're kind of anticipating right there a little bit. All right. But very good sound. Yeah, very good sound from the low strings there. When you guys had the melody 43, 44 through measure 48 and things like that. Yeah, we got to watch that. Watch that. It's that same note. I think we said the E flat is giving us a little trouble. All right, back here to 27. But I think you've done a good job. You've picked music that only has a couple of accidentals to teach students that it's not all just, you know, going to be like G major or D major. So they're starting to have to learn those half position fingerings and get that placement on the fingerboard. And it's a work in progress. I can tell that it's developing, certainly. Ooh, to use the new lingo, it's emerging. Yeah, make sure we all had the same idea, those quarter notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. It's not like somebody wanted to jump and maybe make eighth notes out of that. But I think the basics, the basic sound is very good, and I think the students have a good understanding of how to play the instruments overall. So it's a good start. Okay, so here we are. We're getting ready to play Ninja. Same composer, Richard Meyer. Very popular composer for string groups at this age. Okay. Thank you. rushing a little bit there in the first violin. Yeah, whenever you've got a repeated rhythm, it is going to tend to want to rush, like, you know, that quarter eighths, like that are wanting to rush there, especially because they've got the melody, probably getting a little excited about playing that, but it's not, adults do the same. All right, let's do this Terrace Dynamics thing here a little bit more effectively. Yeah, welcome violins and violas to the world of low strings. That's the kind of stuff they do all the time. Like what you're doing there at 30, they've got to do that all the time. So y'all want to be just be able to be solid rhythmically like they are. Okay, here's that Terrace Dynamic thing again. Be nice if we get, yeah. Some of it is working just because you're going from like the lower part of the instrument to the upper part of the instrument, range of the instrument, I should say.
Lean in just a little bit more.
Nice.
About 5% more pressure.
Okay. Look like a little bit more like the beginning, kind of. Alright, got an extra shush in there. Alright, but good. So some nice shifting away from the like from the arco to pits and back quickly, and asking a lot of the students and so I, you know, I applaud your choice of music because of definitely two very distinctly different pieces with some very specific things being asked of them. So I just know that with this kind of thoughtfulness being put into your programming, if you guys will. Are in for a real treat as you learn more about how to play your instruments and going forward. All right. I hope you guys have a great day in the park. It's Earth Day, and it's going to be a beautiful day. It looks like it's going to be nice and warm and sunny. Good day to go and have a great time. So wish you all the best of luck in the future. All right. Thank you for your performance. Okay.